we just thank you that you made a way for us to come home, Lord.
主，我们实在感谢你为我们开了一条路，让我们能够回家。
You died on the cross for all of our sins, Lord.
你在十字架上恩死，为了我们的罪。
So we thank you that all the saints can gather together to be this living house today, Lord.
我们感谢你，我们众圣徒能够聚集在一起，能够成为一个活的家。
We want to quiet our hearts this morning.
就是拿来安静我们的心。
And ask, Lord, that you will speak to us, Lord.
对我们说话。
Pray for our brother that you would give him the utterance to speak forth your word.
为我们的弟兄祷告，求你赐下话语。
We have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, but the Spirit has to give us some.
我说你开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见，也给我们耳朵能够听见今天圣灵要对我们所说的话语。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
靠主耶稣宝贝的名祷告，阿门。
我们读《以斯拉记》第三十二章。以斯拉记第三章。
Ezra chapter 3。
我们从第一节读到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3。
请大家一起
吧。All together.
到了七月。
When the seventh month came, the sons of Israel were in the city. People gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. And Jeshua the son of Josadak and his brother, the priest, and Jeruhu son of Shealtiel and the brothers arose, built the altar of the God of Israel, offered burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So they set up the altar on its foundation.And they were terrified because of the people of the land. And they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening.
我们再从第十节读到十三节。
Verses 10 to 13. Now when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple on the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets. The Levites, the sons of Asaph, with the cymbals.Praise the Lord according to the directions of King David of Israel. And they sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever. And all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Yet many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' households, the old man who had seen the first temple,wept with a loud voice when the foundation of his house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away.
我们再读第七章。
Ezra 7.
第六节到第十节。
Verses 6 through 10.
This
Ezra went up from Babylon and he was described, filled in the law of Moses, and what God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all he requested because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him. Some of the sons of Israel and some of the priests of the Levites, and singers, and gatekeepers, and the temple servants went up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. He came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, the seventh year of the king.For on the first of the first month he came to go up from Babylon, and on the first of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem, because the good hand of his God was upon him. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to practice it, and to teach his statutes and ordinance in Israel.
再读第十章。
Chapter 10. Verses 1 through 4. Now while Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel. The people wept bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel,
son of Elam, answered and said to Ezra, We have been unfaithful to our God and have married foreign women from peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel in spite of this. So now let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and the children according to the counsel of my Lord and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility, but we will be with you, be courageous and act. This is our scripture reading.
弟兄们决定要讲读以斯拉记的时候，我就开头讲一点话语。
When the brothers decided to read the book of Ezra, I wanted to say something.
现在这本书读完了，我再讲一点话。
Now, after the saints have finished studying the book of Ezra, I have another further word to say.
这一卷书呢是很重要的一卷书。
This is an important book.
当我们读过之后，我们都知道这件事乃是说到神恢复的工作。
After we have finished reading it, we come to know that this is talking about God's recovery work.
神在这末世的时候，就是要做恢复的工作。
God is doing the work of recovery at the end time.
神要恢复什么事情呢？
What is God recovering?
头一件记得在旧约里头这三本书。
By the three books in the Old Testament.
给我们看见神头一件事情所恢复的就是恢复那他的家。
God has allowed to see the first item of his recovery is his house.
第二件事情是恢复他的见证。
The second item is his testimony.
那么第三件事情是恢复他的主权。
The third item is his authority.
所以那个恢复家是头一件事。
Recovery of the house is the first item.
最重要的。
It's the most important.
那这件事就记载在以斯拉记里面。
And this is recorded in the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记给我看见怎样把以色列人从巴比伦带回到耶路撒冷。
The book of Ezra showed us how God brought his people back from Babylon.
使他们重建那个神的圣殿。
Rebuild his temple.
我们知道这个圣殿就是指到这里家说的。
We know this temple points to God's house.
在那个圣经里面的家、殿还有宫，同样是一个字。
In the Bible, the three terms in Chinese are all one, meaning the house. House temple means house.
所以圣殿就是说到神圣的家。
So the temple means the holy house of God.
就是神的家说的。
That is the house of God.
那神要恢复他的家。
God wants to recover his house.
这不仅是在这个时候神的思想，乃是远在创立世界以前呢，在神的心里头有人思想的一念。
This is not only his mindset at this time, but even before the foundation of the world, he had already had this concept.
他要得到一个家。
He wanted to gain a house.
他要在人群中间建立他的家。
He wants to establish his house among men.
我们知道神的家乃是叫神得到满足和安息的地方。
We know God's house is a place for God to be satisfied.
也是叫神能够得到彰显的一个所在。
It's also a place where God is manifested.
神在创立世界以前，他就有这样的思想意念。
Before the foundation of the world, he already had this idea.
得到一个安息的地方。
He wanted to gain a place of rest.
自己能够完全的彰显，完全的发表出来。
That he himself would be totally manifested.
那以赛亚书告诉给我们看见，虽然天是神的座位。
Isaiah showed us the heaven is his throne.
地是神的脚凳。
The earth is his footstool.
但是神仍然没有得到一个安息的所在。
But God has no place of rest.
他不是住在天上。
He doesn't dwell in the heaven.
他也不住在那个地上。
He doesn't dwell on the earth.
他要住在人群中间。
He wants to dwell among men.
他要造出一般人来。
He wants to create a man.
他要住在他们中间。
To dwell among them.
他要做他们的神。
To be their God.
他要使这一般人成为他们的子民。
And this people will be his people.
所设的家并不是在天上，也不是在地上。
So God's house is neither in the heavens nor on the earth.
能告诉人说天和地，那天上不过是神的一个办公室，就是。
Some brothers have told us the heavens is nothing but his office.
地是神所管理的一个所在。
And the earth is only a realm of his sovereignty.
并不是设的家。
These are not his house.
神的家在什么地方呢?
So where is God's house?
神要把家建立起来。
God wants to establish his house.
人群中间, 把他的家建立起来。
He would establish his house among men.
所以当他, 创造人的时候,
so when he created man,
他实在是盼望在人中间能得这个安息立法。
He was hopeful of gaining a rest among men.
亚当和夏娃, 摆在伊甸园的里面。
And he placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
人不仅是他爱他们。
That God not only would love them,
神是常常都, 与他们在一起,
but would dwell among them.
神喜欢和他们同在,
it pleases God to be with them.
和神的关系非常的紧密,
so their relationship with God is very intimate.
非常可惜一件事,
but it's a pity. It's a pity.
亚当夏娃, 他们失败了,
Adam and Eve failed.
不会进到, 他们中间,
sin entered in them.
神在他们中间就不能得到满足,
and God no longer could be satisfied and had rest. Can no longer be with them.
因此人离开了神,
therefore, men left God. And God drove them outside of the Garden of Eden.
从那时候开始, 神还一,
but from then on, God continued to work.
我们常叫做人可以失败, 但是神的旨意, 是坚定的。
We often say man can fail, but God, God can never fail.
神是不失败的,
God will never fail.
他既然决定了这一件事,
once he has determined,
他必定要成全这一件事,
he will accomplish.
所以神要继续不断地做,
for this God continues to work.
在人群中间得到一个家,
he will gain a house among men.
得到一个安息的地方,
he gain a place of rest for him.
一直在做, 一直在做事,
but God continues to work.
然后到现在差不多做了有, 6000多年了,
up until now for almost 6,000 years, God's house is not yet established.
你就想象这个工作, 这个工程啊,
and you can have some idea that this house is so great.
就是跟创世的创造比较一下的话呢,
but to compare this work with the creation,
创造之光,
creation only took several days.
那么神说有就有, 命里就里,
God said it and was done.
他这样的说,
whatever God said, it was done.
是的,
so this universe is so great.
是那里奇妙,
it's so wonderful.
但这些话语都,
all these things are created by His word.
神创造宇宙万有,
so it was not difficult for him to create the universe.
神把建造他的家,
but to create his house.
这是一件非常那个艰巨的工作,
it is a very difficult task.
不仅是他花了那么长久的时间,
not only took him so long a time.
而且把三而一神那所有的力量, 智慧, 那统统都摆进去了,
it devoted all the strength and wisdom of the Trinity.
甚至于为了要得到一个家的缘故, 把他的爱子都舍弃, 都牺牲了,
and in order to gain this house, he sacrificed his own beloved son.
要得到个家,
God wants to gain a house. He wants to gain a place of rest. This is eternal purpose. This is a heavy burden all the way in him. He must accomplish this. No matter how difficult it is, no matter how long the time it takes, no matter what price it must be paid, he would gain this house. So that he would gain his satisfaction and rest. So that he himself can be manifested, expressed. So what kind of a house is this? How can it be so difficult to build? And this house is a very wonderful house.
非常, 荣耀这个家,
and it is a glorious house.
所以,
and that's why it took so long a time.
那么,
so what kind of a house is this?
那么在旧约里面呢,
Old Testament showed us this.
如果是我们读旧约的话,
if we read the Old Testament,
你看见在旧约里头一次到神的家,
the first time the house was mentioned,
那是在创世纪大概29章,
it was in Genesis maybe chapter 29.
那就是雅各所做的那个梦,
it was a dream of Jacob.
神在那个梦里的他, 雅各的梦里面把他的家大概启示出来,
by the dream of Jacob, God revealed his house.
神是要得到一个家，是怎样的一个家庭？
Because we see that God wants to gain the house.
像弟兄姊妹，若是圣经稍微熟一点的话，
For sisters to be familiar with the Bible.
你们都读过创世纪那一段故事。
You have read that story in the Genesis.
那里就说到，当这个雅各他从那个别示巴，那他的父母，他父亲的家出来的时候。
When Jacob left his father's house in Beersheba.
因为雅各这个人，他是一个很恋家的一个人。
Jacob was a person that loved his house.
他的哥哥以扫是打猎的。
His brother Esau was a hunter.
他喜欢在树林里头山野之间在跑来跑去。
He loved to run around in the field and wilderness.
那雅各不是这样。
But Jacob was not so.
雅各是一个非常恋家的一个人。
Jacob was a person that loved the house.
常常在家里面呢，在那做这件做那一件事。
He was always in the house doing this and that.
因为这样帮着妈妈做事，当时妈妈做最喜欢的。
Since he helped his mother doing many things, he was beloved of his mother. He was very beloved son of his mother. But the father may not be so. Because the father loved venison. The older son oftentimes bring home the venison and cook for his father. Because of the difference of taste.
复杂的家
and it created a complication in the house.
不是那么简单
It was not that simple.
妈妈喜欢小儿子
The mother loved the younger son.
妈妈喜欢那大儿子
The father loved the older son.
那么这个家慢慢就产生出矛盾出来
Gradually there was conflict in the house.
到一个时候就看见那个矛盾越过越大
To the extent you saw the conflict grew and grew,
越严重
became more and more severe.
那么特别有一次，特别有一次
especially this one time.
雅各要给他儿子们祝福的，要给他儿子祝福的时候
when Jacob was to place blessing upon his son,
他要把最好祝福给他大儿子
he wants to reserve the best blessing on his older son.
这个不仅他妈不喜欢的一件事
this is not only not delighted by his mother.
并且呢，这个也不大合乎神的心意
and this was not according to God's heart.
所以这个利百加就是雅各的就是这个雅各的母亲。
Rebecca, Jacob's mother.
他就用一种手段，用欺骗的方法。
She used cunning craftiness.
要让小儿子来得到父亲的祝福。
To allow the younger son to regain the father's blessing.
他这个手段是成功了。
Of course, she has succeeded.
但是造成了家庭很大的难题。
But he created big problems.
这个儿子大儿子一回来之后。
When the upon the returning of the older son,
气得不得了
he was very wrath.
这个雅各是太坏了
The Jacob was so such terrible.
他从前用这个一碗红豆汤把我长子名分呢给我夺去了
Formerly he had cheated me out of my birthright by this red bean soup.
现在他用欺骗诡诈的手段那夺取了我的祝福
Now he has used cunning craftiness to cheat me out of my blessing.
所以他就想要杀他的弟弟。
And he wanted to kill his brother.
因为这个人呢比较粗一点。
Because he was rough and tough.
比较直爽一点。
He was straightforward.
那心里头存不住什么话的。
He cannot hide anything in his heart.
他就把这个他的心意告诉了朋友。
And this idea came out to his friend.
朋友告诉了他，告诉他母亲。
And the friends told in turn to his mother.
那只好把雅各打发走掉。
And that's why the mother sent away the younger son Jacob.
免得呀，这两个儿子都牺牲掉。
In order to prevent death.
就打发到这个他的这个雅各的舅父巴旦亚兰那里去。
And she sent Jacob to his uncle in Paddan Aram.
这件事情是雅各最痛苦的一件事。
This was the most sorrowful thing for Jacob.
很恋家。
Because he loved his house.
离开他的家。
He did not like to leave the house.
但是遇到这种情形的缘故。
But because of circumstance.
他只好。就离开了那个家
He could not but leave the house
到巴旦亚兰那个地方
He go to Paddan Aram
在路上要走很长的路程
And to walk a long distance
差不多都是旷野的路程
The way of wilderness
是道路难走
Not only was difficult to walk on
也是非常的危险
And it was dangerous
他走来走去走到一个地方
And he was wandering to this place
那么他实在是身体非常的疲倦
And he was tired
那么虽然那里也没有住家也没有人烟
So there was no houses, nor people.
他实在走不动了。
But he could not go any further.
太阳已经落下去了。
The sun had set.
所以他想休息一下。
And he wanted to rest a while.
起来再走。
And then walk again.
他就拾起块石头来，站在石头上面。
So he set up a stone for his pillow.
但是没有想到，一下子就睡着了。
Unbeknownst to him, he fell asleep.
那是非常危险的一件事。
And that was a dangerous thing.
在旷野里面，很可能有豺狼或其他的野兽过来。
In the wilderness, there could be all kinds of coyotes and animals. It's not for his tired body. He did not dare to sleep. But his body was too tired. And he fell asleep. In the midst of his sleep, he had a dream. He dreamed a ladder reaching to heaven. This is a special ladder. And upon the ladder, there were God's angels coming up and down. And God stood on the top of the ladder speaking to him. God wanted to bless him. And how he wanted to bless him. Not only did not God accuse him, but spoke words of love to him. And when Jacob awoke, he was frightened. He said, this is none other than the house of God, the gates of heaven, the house of God. God is here. He was full of fright. And he erected the stone and poured oil upon it as a pillar, as the foundation of God's house. Then why did God reveal to him in the dream? And reveal God's house to him. Our God is a God full of emotion. He saw Jacob's condition. He was very sympathetic. Though God was not pleased with what he did. But to the person Jacob, God loved him. God was very sympathetic to him. Seeing him laying there. And that's why he revealed to him in a dream. He revealed to him God wants to gain a house. As though God was speaking to him. Though it was not recorded in the Bible. We can imagine this. As though God spoke to him. You need a house. And I need a house. You have a house you cannot return. I don't have a house to return to. As though I'm God and I'm more pitiful than you. And God was showing his sympathy to him. And to reveal to him what manner of house he wants to get. And sister, so what kind of a house he wants to get? If we try to imagine, it must be a big house. A house decked up with gold. But it's not exactly like what we think. And God's house has nothing. Not to mention there's not a great big house, not even a small house. There's no house at all. Nothing period. There's nothing there. And no people around. He didn't see his forefathers Abraham. The father Isaac was not there either. And all the relatives that he heard about weren't there. So what was there? It was only a ladder. Francis, you see, this ladder is the house of God. And you can also say the ladder is the center of God's house. The ladder is the reality of God's house. Outside of this ladder, there's nothing else. Francis, what is the ladder? When we come to the Gospel of John chapter 1, at the end we see, the Lord Jesus told Nathaniel, you will see heaven open. The angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. When you compare these two you will discover the ladder points to God's Son. The Son of Man is the ladder. This ladder is the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is God's house. The Lord Jesus is the center of God's house. The Lord Jesus is the content of God's house. And the reality of God's house. Outside of the Lord Jesus, there's no place that can satisfy the Lord. Outside of the Lord Jesus, there's nothing else or any man can express God. Only in His Son. He satisfies. In His Son, He's at rest. And the Son will completely express God. The Lord Jesus is the reality of God's house. All the work of God is upon His Son. God reveals and speaks in the Son. So God's Son is the reality, is the center of God's house. It's the content of God's house. It's all of God's house. This is a very important matter. We think in God's house there are many things and many people. But the Bible reveals otherwise. God's house is so simple. Very simple. God's house, there is only God's Son. God's Son is the center of God's house. His Son is all of God's house. Outside of His Son, there's no other one. Nothing else. There's nothing. So all is according to the Son. If we come to Colossians chapter 3, that's not what He tells us. Colossians 3 tells us God's house is a new man. He will be in this new man. There's no longer Jews or Greeks. No Scythians or barbarians. Neither circumcision or uncircumcision. No free man or bond man or free. Only Christ is all and in all. For instance, this is the house of God. In God's house, there's no one else. Not to mention the Jews of the Greek. You and I weren't there. God's house is no you or I. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Christ is all in and all. For instance, this is the house of God. And you say, what should we do? Hebrews 3 tell us, we are the house of God. God's Son is over His house. And if we hold fast our confidence and boast of our hope, firm to the end, and we are His house. Didn't that say we are there? For instance, you must know, when God's house is under construction, even though we are redeemed one there, but there Christ will fill us up and be revealed out of us. So no longer there is you and I. What people see is Christ. They will no longer touch us. What they touch is Lord Jesus. Christ is filled up in us. And Christ will be manifest out of us. So even though there may be thousands upon thousands of redeemed, in these people are Christ. And these are the people that manifest Christ. For instance, this is God's house. This is what God revealed in Genesis. So even in Genesis, God had revealed His house. This is the way the house of God is. That Christ is all. And in all. Dear brothers and sisters. If this is the house of God, we would have no position. Many times we look upon our position. We pay attention to many things.
那件事,
this thing and that thing.
我们也看重许多东西,
we pay attention to many things.
弟兄姊妹到了那一天,
but on that day, when God's house is built, all these will pass away.
只有基督是一切,
only Christ will be all and in all. Only He lasts forever.
那么这是在旧约里面所看见的伯特利, 圣经家,
this is Bethel that we saw in the Old Testament.
也看见那个圣经家,
in the New Testament, we also see God's house.
你们都知道,
you know, when Lord Jesus was upon the earth,
常常到伯大尼那个地方去,
he often went to the place called Bethany.
虽然到了白天在耶路撒冷做工,
by day he was working in Jerusalem.
到了晚上时候,
by night he always returned to Bethany.
那也说到他住工地方是在耶路撒冷,
that means his workplace is Jerusalem.
但是他住宿地方却是在伯大尼,
but his dwelling place is in Bethany.
那这个在耶路撒冷虽然有圣殿,
Jerusalem, even though it has a temple, even though there were the services of the priests, even though there were many people worshipping, but he could not get his rest and satisfaction. So once he is finished with working, he will retire to Bethany and dwell there.
那么那个地方,
so Bethany becomes a place that the Lord can receive rest and
peace.
So Bethany is a forefigure of God's house. Why would the Lord gain his peace and rest at Bethany?
不仅是因为他们接待主耶稣的缘故,
it is not only because they received the Lord Jesus,
也听到他们实在是爱主耶稣,
but also because they really love the Lord Jesus.
你知道在那里有马大, 玛利亚和拉萨路,
you know, there were Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Though few are the people, but strong is the love of their love of the Lord Jesus. I can only simply tell you, for the sake of loving the Lord, Martha would receive the Lord's correction. You know, Martha is the one that lived in her thoughts. She is a very rational person. When you think about Martha, you think she is mindless.
那么他就是会在做饭,
she can only cook.
他会来做许多事务上的事情,
she can do many things.
其实马大是很有思想的,
actually, Martha is very rational.
他是很聪明的,
she's very smart.
他是很有主张的,
she is full of ideas.
他是很有意见的,
she is full of opinions.
所以当主耶稣到了末了一次到伯达尼之后,
so when the last time the Lord Jesus came to Bethany, Martha went to receive him.
一见了主耶稣就和他责备,
the moment she saw him, she rebuked him.
为什么你不早来?
Why didn't you come earlier? We have sent someone for you earlier. Telling you Lazarus, our brother, is sick. And you wouldn't come. Now that you came here for nothing, he's dead already.
He
can't do anything else. And she was blaming the Lord Jesus. And Jesus told him,
生命,
I am the resurrection and the life.
那信我的人虽然死了也必复活,
he that believes on me, though he's dead, shall live. She says, I know.
到末了时候都要复活,
at the end, all will be resurrected.
那主耶稣无论讲什么话,
whatever the Lord Jesus says,
我知道,
he said, I know. She's smart. She had stored all God's word in her mind. She knows all.
但是呢, 他不能接受主耶稣, 这样的对待他,
but she cannot accept the way the Lord Jesus treated him,
这个,
treated her.
还没有讲完的话,
before the Lord even finished speaking,
他就跑掉了,
and she ran away.
他去干什么去呢?
What did she do?
他去找玛利亚去了,
she is looking for Mary.
他为什么去找玛利亚?
Why is she looking for Mary?
他可能我知道,
she said, I know.
主耶稣不要找玛利亚的,
the Lord Jesus will look for Mary.
去找玛利亚,
so she went home to look for Mary.
所以你看见了,
so she, you know, you see that she knows everything.
说出的话,
whatever the Lord says, she knows. Even the things that the Lord didn't say, she knows. So you can see she is a very smart person. A smart person is difficult. She has her opinion, her ideas, her view.
她自认为是我是很聪明的。
She knows she's smart.
说你要改变这个人呢，很不容易。
In order to correct her is very difficult.
那若不是那个主的爱的话，
not for the Lord's love.
反而征服的话，
the Lord's conquering love.
这样的人是没有改变的。
This kind of people cannot be changed.
讲理由没有用处。
Vain to reason with.
讲道理也讲不过他的。
You cannot even push her on by doctrine.
因为她是那样的爱主耶稣基督。
Because she loves the Lord so much.
当然在那里在那借着各种环境。
By raising up circumstances, the Lord saved her.
完全在强势下。
That she would completely be subdued.
玛利亚岂不也是爱主耶稣的人吗？
Wasn't Mary a person of love?
她头一次看见主就爱主。
The first time she saw the Lord, she loved him.
她坐在主面前，亲自在讲道。
She would sit at his feet to listen to him.
这个等到以后。
Afterwards,
我们看见他爱主爱到个地步。
We saw she loved the Lord to such an extent.
最好的、最宝贝的，统统都摆上去了。
She offered the best, what she treasured the most.
那个一斤的真拿大香膏，那么打碎了玉瓶，倒在主耶稣脚上。
And she would break a pound of nard fragrance.
连门徒们都觉得这样太枉费了。
Even to the extent that the disciples felt this was such a waste.
这么多的钱呢？
They said, why this way?
这个香膏都是卖掉可以卖30两银子。
To sell this pound of ointment, you can get 30 pieces of silver.
周济多少的穷人呢？
And to see how many poor people can we help?
都倒掉了。
Now you wasted it all.
太可惜了。
It's such a waste.
弟兄姊妹，玛利亚岂不晓得这个香膏宝贵吗？
Did Mary know the preciousness of the ointment? She knows.
这个香膏不晓得她积攒了多少年的那个积蓄啊，才换来的。
It took Mary a long time to save up for this pound of ointment.
她心里所最爱、所最宝贝的。
This is the thing that she treasures the most in her heart.
但是遇到爱主耶稣的缘故，
but for the sake of loving the Lord,
完全在焦点上去了。
She completely poured it upon him.
到爱主耶稣脚上。
Poured upon the Lord's feet.
头自己头发在那去擦。
And to wipe the Lord's feet with her hair.
还是爱主耶稣。
The Lord really loves the Lord's feet.
弟兄姊妹，这个家给我们看见。
And this house revealed to us.
能够得到满足。
The Lord was able to get the satisfaction and rest.
因为他们爱主耶稣。
Because they love the Lord.
拉撒路到底怎样子呢？
What kind of person was Lazarus?
拉撒路本来向主啊，并没有什么太多的心的。
At first, Lazarus did not have a heart for the Lord.
当他姐姐马大把主耶稣接到他自己家里面。
When Martha accepted the Lord to her house.
这拉撒路没有什么太多的兴趣。
Lazarus was not interested.
所以当时他并不在家。
So he wasn't even there.
他可能出去去找朋友去玩。
Maybe he was playing with his friends outside.
那么，但是到了末了之后。
But at the end.
你看整拉撒路整个人都改变了。
There was a huge change in Lazarus.
不仅是爱主耶稣基督。
Not only he loved the Lord Jesus.
并且实在为主做了美好的见证。
And he even testified for the Lord Jesus.
他坐在宴席上的时候。
As he was seated at the banquet.
基督复活的馨香之气就从他身上彰显出来。
The fragrance of the Lord's resurrection life emanated from him.
人呢，那么都受了影响。
And it affected many people.
说弟兄姊妹，这个家是爱主耶稣的。
For instance, this house is a house of people that love the Lord.
把他自己意见和看法都摆在一边。
They have laid aside their own opinion and concept.
把他自己的那个主张和爱好也统统摆在一边。
They also laid aside their own ideas and their hobbies.
把他们所有一切都放下。
They laid aside everything.
他们爱主耶稣。
Just to love the Lord Jesus.
全心来向着主耶稣。
The wholeheartedly they turn to the Lord.
这叫主得到安息。
This is what caused the Lord to be rested. This is the house of God.
就是我没有办法改变我们这个人的。
This is we cannot change.
我们有自己主张，又是我们的意见。
We have our concept and opinion.
我们有我们的看法。
We have our views.
我们有我们的喜好。
We have our hobby.
我们有我们自己的脾气。
We have our temperament.
我们怎么能改变我们这个人呢？
How can we change ourselves?
我们还是我们这个人。
We remain to be ourselves.
有时候我们说我就是我。
Many times we say I am I.
没有人能改变我的。
Nobody can change me.
我就是我。
I am myself.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有我们的主耶稣。
Only the Lord Jesus.
在他们身上一直在做工。
Can work in them.
做工到一个地步。
To the extent.
那遇到主的爱在激励他们。
For the constraining love.
融化了他们。
Melted them.
他们肯把他们所有意见和主张都放下了。
Until they were willing to lay aside their opinions and concepts.
他们的个性和脾气也在摆在一边。
Laid aside their temperament.
把他们在主之外的希望统统放下。
Laid aside everything outside of the Lord.
全心爱主耶稣基督。
Love the Lord with their whole heart.
这叫神的家。
This is the God's house.
看见我们的主是何等的爱我们。
We see how the Lord loves us.
从我们蒙恩得救。
And so they were saved.
到现在,
up to now.
都一直都用他的手在带领我们,
guiding us with his hand.
借着各种方法,
by all kinds of ways.
显明出来他是这样一位爱我们的主,
to reveal to us how he loves us.
主这时的工作,
the Lord's many works.
主不是为了一件事, 让放下我们自己,
it's but for one thing, that is to lay aside ourselves. To lay us, let ourselves aside. In order that the Lord can be filled in us. To gain a position in us. And to be fresh and manifest from us. That we can become his house. This is what's revealed in the New Testament. From Bethany. Bethany is a prefigure of God's house. Whether Bethel
不论是不达尼也好,
or Bethany,
这都是神家的一个预表,
all these are but prefigures of God's house. These are not the reality of God's house. For instance, when the Lord Jesus resurrected out of death, he ascended to the heavens, poured down his spirit, and gave birth to God's house.
有一般人他们恩得救了,
there's a group of people that were saved.
有一般人他们成了神的儿女,
this group of people become God's sons. And God called them together and separated them from the world that they can become God's house. So when we see after they are separated from the world, and the Lord was filled in them and was also manifest out of them. So when we see the early church at the beginning, their influence was so great.
好像这个是什么东西啊都不能摸到他们。
And so nothing can touch them.
虽然打在千方百计的当然要毁灭他们。
Though Satan tried with all his means to destroy them.
要再除掉他们。
To do away with them.
要把那个火再扑灭掉。
To quench the fire.
但是这一般人呢就好像一个火城一样。
But this group of people was like a city of fire.
没有办法进到里面去。
Satan could not enter.
他们也好像一块烧红了的那个热铁一样。
It was like a hot iron.
是的，有时候啥的碰到他们。
Even though Satan would touch him.
马上就给除掉了。
But right away he fled.
所以看见当初的教会是那有能力。
So you saw the early church was full of power.
不仅在福音上是有能力。
Not only had power in preaching of the gospel.
在许多事情上面。
But in many things,
看见他们身上的刚强,
they were very strong.
彼得约翰他们在被人捉拿起来被人恐吓,
when Peter and John were captured,
甚至被鞭打,
and received scourges,
但是他们回来之后,
after they returned,
一点都没有灰心,
they were not discouraged at all.
他们的刚强,
and they were stronger.
他们想到我们配位的主耶稣名在受羞辱,
and as they thought that they were worthy for his name's sake to be afflicted.
太荣耀一件事情了。
It is such a glorious thing. This is something we're not worthy of. But God had allowed this to befall us. That we are worthy to bear his shame. Not only they were not discouraged, they were stronger inwardly. After they returned with brothers praying together with the saints, you saw the prayer was not a petition. It was a prayer of praise. As they prayed, the earth even shook. It shook even the foundation of hell. The enemy could not afflict them. And Satan brought sin among them. And brought lie among them. As soon as it came, they did away with it. They dealt with the sin completely. Whether sin or lie, they could not gain any position in them. And later on, Satan instigated something else and spoke many words of right and wrong. But as they return to pray to the Lord, not only these words cannot touch them, but on the other hand, cause them to be clear God's heart desire. You see, after Peter's prayer, after the apostles' prayer, they were clear inside.
祈祷传道为事。
They say we should mind the business of praying and preaching.
我们天天管理这伙食是不应该的。
It is not right for us to care for the meal.
我们应当在我们中间选出一部分弟兄姊妹来，让他们来管理伙食。
Let us select men among us to take care of the meal.
我们该是以祈祷传道为事的。
Our business is to pray and to preach.
他们就就从在他们中间选出一班人来。
And therefore they selected men among them.
管理这件事务上事情。
To care for the affairs.
他们就是以祈祷传道为事。
They were the one devoted to preaching.
就是应当这样改变。
Because of such a change,
带领弟兄姊妹的服事。
Not only brought in the brothers and sisters' services.
并且呢，
services,
那个神的话也增加了。
And God's word even grew.
那个有许多人呢，大信主。
Many people were saved.
甚至连许多祭司们也大信到主耶稣。
Even the priesthood believed.
所以仇敌不但是没有毁坏到他们。
So not only the enemy could not destroy them,
他们更和谐,
they caused them to be in harmony.
使他们的那个神的话更增加,
it caused the increase of God's word.
神的道更加兴旺,
and they strengthened God's word.
然后仇敌就要击杀。
And the enemy instigated the killing.
到了第七章就看见史蒂凡在被杀掉了。
Chapter 7, we saw the death of Stephen.
弟兄姊妹，那史蒂凡所表现的是何等的刚强。
This is what Stephen revealed to us was such a strong strength.
在他被石头打死，他们用石头打他的时候，
as they were stoning him,
他不但是没有埋怨，
not only he did not murmur,
在求主赦免他们的罪，
but he was praying that God would forgive their sin.
真是像我们主耶稣基督一样，
it was just like our Lord Jesus.
在十字架上祷告，
when he was praying on the cross,
求神让赦免那许多人的罪，
God would forgive their sin.
那这样这个不但这个耶路撒冷教没有受到亏损，
not only Jerusalem was not in lack,
反而引导史蒂凡的事情，
but because of Stephen,
好多弟兄姊妹能够到外部到其他地方去，
many brothers and sisters went abroad,
他们无论到了什么地方，
wherever,
就把福音带到什么地方，
wherever they went, they brought the gospel with them.
所以那个福音的火就从耶路撒冷烧到犹太全地，
so the fire of the gospel spread through from Jerusalem to Judah,
那直到撒玛利亚，
until Samaria.
从那时候开始，那福音一直往外传，一直往外传，
from then on, the gospel was spread
outward,
until the uttermost part of the earth. So you see, the enemy could not touch them. All the enemy's work was all in vain. It caused them to be perfected. It caused God's word to be increased. Why?
为什么他们有这样的光景呢？
Why did they have such a good condition?
因为神是在他们中间。
Because God dwells among them.
神是住在他们中间。
God lived among them.
所以他们那个才像热火一样。
And that's why they could have such a zeal.
仇敌所没有办法摸到的。
And the enemy could not touch them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是当初的教会。
This is the early church.
那这许多人，他们都是经过苦难。
All these people were afflicted.
而把自己完全摆在一边。
Laying aside themselves.
他们所要的是主。
What they wanted was the Lord.
他们所爱的是主。
What they loved was the Lord.
他们所依靠的是主。
What they depended on was the Lord.
他们所仰望的是主。
What they looked to was the Lord.
主在他们中间实在是那个得到最高地位。
And the Lord gained the uttermost position among them.
在话是这样。
Not only in word.
乃是在实际上住在他们中间。
But in actuality, the Lord was among them.
充满他们中间。
The Lord filled up among them.
也从他们那个中间的彰显出来了。
The Lord was manifested from them.
就是因为这当初的教会。
This is the condition of the early church.
后头的美好。
How wonderful this was.
那是非常可惜一件事。
But it's a pity.
慢慢教会就有点失败了。
Gradually the church weakened.
有点软弱了。
Became weak.
在使徒行传末了的时候。
At the end of Acts.
因为教会有一点有一些地方软弱。
The church became weakened.
那么这个仇敌就借着一般人传讲摩西律法和歌礼。
And the enemy used a group of people to preach Moses' law.
说你们虽然信了主耶稣。
Even now you have believed in the Lord.
若不遵守摩西律法。
Unless you obey the law of Moses.
你们若是不受割礼的话。
Unless you receive circumcision.
你们还不能得救。
You cannot be saved.
说你们不仅是要信耶稣。
So you not only need to believe in the Lord Jesus.
遵守摩西律法。
Furthermore, you need to obey the law of Moses.
要受割礼。
You need to receive the circumcision.
你们才能蒙恩得救。
This way you can receive grace and be saved.
传讲这些东西啊。
though they were preaching this way. 在安提阿教会并没有得到地位。But they did not gain a foothold in the church in Antioch.
以后对付了这件事。
Later on, they dealt with this matter.
但是在耶路撒冷却得到了地位。
But it gained a foothold in Jerusalem.
说到十字架末了的时候。
So at the end of Acts.
保罗最末一次上耶路撒冷去。
The last time Paul went to Jerusalem.
那里负责弟兄雅各在接待他。
The leading brother Jacob or James received him.
他就对保罗说。
He told Paul,
他兄台，你看有这耶路撒冷这个信主的人，犹太人有好几万人。
He said, brother, don't you see how many tens of thousands of people of Jewish descent have believed the Lord?
人数增加了，是不是
？Even though the number increased,
一百二十个人。
Not only 120 people.
三千人、五千人加进来。
Not only 3,000, 5,000 people.
增加到一步，信主的犹太人有好几万人。
Now it has increased to such an extent to tens of thousands.
这是一件好的现象。
This is something good.
但是有一件事是叫人很失望的。
One thing that is pitiful.
他们都为着律法热心。
They all were zealous for the law.
这叫失望。
This is regrettable.
那个时候，那个有其他东西掺杂进来了。
You saw something else.Came in among them.
他们中间不光是主耶稣基督。
In their midst is not only the Lord Jesus. There was the law.
还有摩西的割礼。
There was the circumcision of Moses.
这些不是不好的事。
These are not bad things.
这些是很好的事情。
These are good things.
这是神所赐给他们的。
These were given by the Lord.
所以他们又接受到这一切。
That's why they received it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
因教会里头，就是在神的家就不单纯了。
But he became a mixture in the house of God.
除了主耶稣之外,
outside of the Lord Jesus,
还有这些律法规条,
there were these laws and
things.
There were formalities.
也在那里得到了地位,
they gained a foothold.
所以在十字架末了, 教会里头就软, 有难处, 有了难处。
That's why at the end of Acts, the church became weakened.
虽然人数在增加,
though the number had increased,
但是教会已经不单纯了。
But the church had lost her purity. At the end,
我们读到启示录,
we come to the book of Revelation.
当保罗写当那个约翰写到写七封书信写给亚细亚七个教会的时候,
when John wrote the seven letters to the seven churches in Asia,
给我们看见这教会有各种难处.
We saw the many difficulties in the church.
各种难处,
all kinds of difficulties.
许多东西跑到神的儿女中间.
Many things came in among God's people.
那是你们读那个启示录二三章就看见这种情形.
If you read Revelation 2 and 3, you will see this.
教会不是那样单纯.
The church has lost her purity.
教会要像基督神的家，像基督是一切。
The church should be God's house, where Christ is all and in all.
除了主耶稣之外,
outside of the Lord Jesus,
什么都是没有,
there's nothing else.
没有人的意见,
no man's opinion,
没有人的看法,
no man's concept,
没有摩西,
no Moses,
也没有以利亚,
no Elijah,
只有基督,
only Christ is all.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神的家,
this is the house of God.
神只能够在他儿子身上能够得到满足的,
because God can only be satisfied and rested in his son.
那么把他自己那么发表出来，那么彰显出来。
God can only be expressed and manifest in His Son Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，只有神的儿子是你家。
But this is only God's Son Jesus is His house.
其他东西都进来了。
Regrettably, other things came in.
神的家就有了掺杂。
It caused a mixture in God's house.
教会就慢慢就失败了。
And caused the downfall of the church.
越过失败的越厉害。
And gradually became more degraded.
一直到了中古时代。
Until the Middle Ages.
那教会已经落在最黑暗的情形。
And the church has fallen into the dark age.
最软弱、最荒凉的光景。
The weakest period of time.
差不多已经荒凉到家了。
It was so desolate, you cannot believe.
在这个时候。
At this time.
我们的神起来就做，我们主起来做恢复的工作。
God rose up to do a work of recovery.
他要来恢复教会。
He wants to recover his church.
他要把教会恢复过来。
He wants to recover the church.
使教会能够成为神家。
So that the church can become his house.
这就是马丁路德那一班弟兄姊妹。
And we see the brothers and sisters with Martin Luther.
他们一面从那一个罗马教里面出来。
On the one hand, they left the Church of Rome.
另外一方面也持守神的话语。
On the other hand, they stood firm on God's word.
把神的儿女们带到那个主的话语当中。
Bringing God's children back to His word.
给弟兄姊妹看见。
Affording the people to see.
什么是我们所该有的。
What is what we should have?
什么是我们所不该有的。
What is we should not have?
所以一直从那时候开始。
From then on until now.
在一直在说。
God continues to do the work of recovery.
在这个时代,
in our age,
可以说是末了时代的最末了一段时间。
This is the ending portion of the end age.
这是最严肃一段时间。
This is the most serious period of time.
神要 恢复他的家。
God still wants to recover his house.
让他能在他的儿女们中间能得到满足和安息。
That he may gain his rest and satisfaction among his people.
弟兄姊妹，这就是以斯拉记所告诉我们。
For instance, this is what Book of Ezra tells us.
那么这一班弟兄姊妹，这一班人，以斯拉的这个。在这里说到有一班以色列人
It tells us a group of Israelites
是把他们从巴比伦这儿带出来
God has brought them back from Babylon
是他们回到耶路撒冷
To return them back to Jerusalem
在那里重新建造那个神的殿
Rebuild God's temple
那神的殿就是神的家
God's temple is his house
在仪表上要知道要来恢复那个神的家
The typology this means to recover God's house
让他们怎样来恢复神的家
So how do they recover God's house?
啊，怎样让神的家能得到恢复呢
How can the house of God be rebuilt?
我是很简单的举出几件事情
I will point out a few things
因为弟兄姊妹大部分都已经读过这一件书了
Most of you have read this book
所以我不是每一章一章详细来说它
So I will not go through this book in detail
只能简单的照着我说那个有印象的说一点
Only say something according to my impression.
头一件事情
First of all,
他们要重建圣殿
They wanted to rebuild the temple.
叫神的家的恢复
So that God's house can be recovered.
必须要从耶路撒冷出来那不是从巴比伦出来
They must come out of Babylon.
他们要回到耶路撒冷
To return to Jerusalem.
那他们在巴比伦为什么不建造神的殿呢
Why didn't they build God's temple in Babylon?
在巴比伦他们有会堂
In Babylon, they had their synagogue.
但是没有神的殿。
But they did not have God's temple.
他们不能在巴比伦建造神的殿。
They could not build God's temple in Babylon.
他们要建造神的殿。
In order to build the temple,
回到耶路撒冷。
They must return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，为什么缘故？
Why?
你知道巴比伦就是混杂的意思。
You know, Babylon means confusion.
那么这个他必须从那个混杂的心情里头要出来。
They must come out of confusion.
我们要若是要神的家得到恢复。
If we want God's house to be recovered,
头一件事情必须脱离那复杂的光景。
First thing is to separate ourselves from confusion.
我们还活在复杂的里面。
If we still live in confusion,
神的家不能被建立起来。
There's no recovery of God's house.
不要说神不能得到安息。
Not to say God cannot be rested.
神的儿女们也不能得到安息。
God's children cannot even be rested.
所以要建造神的家。
So in order to rebuild God's house,
必须从巴比伦出来。
We must.Sever ourselves from Babylon. Must come out of all confusion. To return to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city of peace. Why is Jerusalem peace? Because she is pure. Because she is clean. And that's why she can be so rested. Whenever we are complicated inside, we have lost our peace. Whenever we're simple.And pure, only wanting the Lord, only wanting the Lord to gain his position. There is peace. Francis, we must separate ourselves from confusion. We cannot allow confusion to gain a foothold. I'm sorry to bring back the past. Many times God instituted the beginning.But the hands of men came in. Difficulties of men crept in. Men's ideas and concepts came in. Causing God's children conflict. Among a few people. And gradually went into many people. At first it was a pure meeting. God had its beginning. They only wanted God. They wanted nothing else. They were for their own interest. For their own glory. They can remain in Babylon. But they laid aside everything. They wanted the Lord. So as they gathered themselves together, they were a group of simple people. Pure people.
慢慢慢慢人数在增加了。
Gradually as number increased.
慢慢慢慢那许多东西又回那许多的东西又回头来了。
Gradually many things crept in.
在那里有了争执。
There were conflicts.
在那里有了意见。
There were men's ideas.
在那里看法。
Opinion.
在那里有人的爱好。
Men's likes.
人的那个虚荣。
Men's glory.
弟兄姊妹，这进来之后。
All these things came in.
把整个教会都弄到变得复杂。
And it created a mixture in God's church. God cannot do anything else.
因为一定变得复杂了
because it had became complicated. But God's house must be in Jerusalem. Must be in a place of simplicity. Outside of the Lord is nothing else. We can use this and that. All these things are nothing. Our heart is on the Lord. We can use the world. Not, it's not saying that we can use this method or that method. But our heart is centered on the Lord. They love the Lord in simplicity. They want the Lord in simplicity. That the Lord would be, that the Lord would have sovereignty. There is a peace. There is a purity. Sincerity.
If
you bring in anything else outside of the Lord. What we consider to be important. Then there would be conflict. So one brother is has said.
他说事物叫人纷争。
Earthly things would cause men to have a conflict.
那就问了，不仅是 earthly 事物，所有一些事物。
All the things.
属灵事物也是这样。
Even spiritual things.
那我们看重地上的事物会叫我们纷争的。
The earthly things would give us conflict.
就是看重属灵事物也会叫我们纷争。
Even paying attention to spiritual things will give us conflict. So all the things will give us conflict. But Christ will give us oneness. If we pay attention to things, whatever the things may be, they will bring in complications. But only by looking at the Lord Jesus, to lift up the Lord Jesus, will grant us the simplicity, to cause us to have rest. So we must separate from any kind of complication so that we would only want Christ.
Do
not allow complication to have a footstool, foothold in God's people. That way God's house can be built. Second, as they come to chapter
3,
they came together as one man. Not saying that they were totally in oneness. They were all in one. Because later on you see more problems in them. But at that time they were as though they were one man. Why were they as one man? Because they had one goal. These people came back from Babylon. They had only one burden. That is to build God's temple. They didn't want anything else. They had the same vision. Their burden was the same. Their goal was the same. That's why you saw them as coming together as one man. This is whenever our goal is not the same.
就不会众人像一个人。
And of course we cannot be as one man.
像哥林多的教会。
Just like the church in Corinth.
都在一个教会里面。
They were in the same church.
但你可以分作四派人。
You can divide them into four groups.
有保罗的。
Some were of Paul.
有亚伯罗的。
Some were of Apollo.
有人属基法的。
Some are of Cephas.
那么还有说你们太不属灵, 我们属基督的。
And there's another group that you are not spiritual enough. We are of Christ.
我们是属灵的。
We are spiritual.
所以你就看见在那里有四个方向。
So you see there were four directions. There were four groups of
people.
That's why the church in Corinth was so weak and in desolation because they did not have the same goal.
弟兄们，我们必须有同样的方向。We
must have the same direction.
那我们今天我们在施工，我们做什么事情呢？
So what do we do in our service?
神把我们从东、从南、从各地各方面拯救出来。God
has saved us from east and west and north and south.
各地各方面聚在一起。Gather
us from every place.
我们在这儿做什么事情？
So what do we do?
我们只做一件事。
We do one thing.
我们是恢复神的家。
Recover the house of God.
让主能得到一个满足、一个安息的地方。
The Lord can receive His satisfaction and peace.
让主在这。 能够找到一个发表他自己彰显的这些地方。
The Lord can have a place of manifesting himself.
这是我们的方向。
This is our direction.
我们大家有同样的方向。
We have the same direction.
那我们就是入众人入统一的。
Then we being many will be as one.
如果是方向不同的话呢？
We have different directions.
不管我们的方向或者好的或者不好的。
Whether our directions are good or bad.
不是同一的方向。
Unless we're the same direction.
那就要四分五裂。
We will be divided.
就产生许多的难处。
create many difficulties.
所以我们得同样的方向。
So、we must have the same direction.
那这个，这个，你们还记得有一句话
？You remember?
谈这个，在箴言的29章第十八节。
Proverbs 29:18.
他说到这个民无意象。
Without vision,
那么就必放肆。
My people cast off restraint.
没有意象。
Without vision,
就必放肆。
People cast off restraint.
说，我们是有意象的。
And we would say we have vision.
但是这个意象啊，有这样意象，有那样意象。
You say you have this vision and that vision.
然后有的意象是人的意想天开了。
Some vision are man's vision.
有的意象呢是人在那或者是自己在那造出来的。
Some vision are created by man.
啊，弟兄姊妹，圣经里面所说的意象。
The vision revealed in the Bible.
只有一个。
There's only one.
意象就让我看见我们的主。
That is to allow us to see the Lord.
第二方面就是看见主。
Secondly, to see his heart's desire. These two are but one thing. When we know the Lord, we will know his heart's desire. Center of the vision is, means this. What is God's heart's desire? To recover his house. That his house will be built. When we know the Lord, when we know His heart's desire, this is our direction. This is our direction. This is our goal.
弟兄们，若是我们都有这样意向的话，
we have the same vision.
那我们就不会放肆了。
We will not cast off restraint.
若是我们没有这意向的话，
without this vision,
那我们会放肆了。
We would cast off restraint.
那么放肆就是说个人任意而行。
Cast off restraint means you do things according to what you think to be right.Do whatever pleases you.
我愿意说什么就说什么。
Speak whatever pleases you.
放肆。
This is without restraint.
意象乃是一个光。
Vision is a light.
乃是个力量。
It's a strength.
把我们凝聚在一起的。
To bind us together.
使我们不放肆。
So that we will not be without restraint.
若我们有意象的话。
If we have vision.
我们就能合一。
We will be one.
若是没有意象的话。
Without vision.
我们就分裂。
We will be divided.
所以那个放肆也可以翻作分裂。
So without restraint means division.
没有意向就会分裂。
Without vision means we will be divided.
有弟兄们把它翻得更严重一点。
Some people translate it more seriously.
他说没有意向你就灭亡。
Without vision my people perish.
那不仅是分裂的问题。
Not only a matter of division.
结局啊那是通过一切。
At the end is all death.
那是很严重的。
Serious matter.
是我们必须要认识神。
We must know the Lord.
认识神的心意。
Know His heart's desire.
知道主在这，知道要做什么事。
Know what the Lord is doing in this age.
我们看见了主的工作。
We see God's
work. 我们知道主的心意。
We know His heart's desire.
把我们在这摆上去。
And we offer ourselves.
我们投身在其中。
We consecrate ourselves.
没有我们自己的工作。
With our own work.
没有我自己的兴趣。
With our own habit.
就是只有神的心意。
Only God's heart's desire.
我们把我们自己摆上去。
We consecrate.
我们乃是何打空工的。
And we work for Him.
我们只有件事就完成那个神的工作。
Only one work is to accomplish His work.
神的心意能够得到成全。
That His heart's desire will be accomplished.
因为这是我们今天我们所该有的，我该看见的。
This is what we should see today.
若是我们这样看见的话，
If we have this vision,
那我们就是被凝聚在一起。
We will be bound together.
我们就是合一的。
We are one.
若是我们没有意象的话呢，
Without a vision,
我们就会分裂。
We will be divided.
就分散掉了。
We will be without restraint.
谁也跟谁合不来的。
Nobody can be one with each other.
那个意象就是凝聚的力量。
The vision is the power that binds us.
把我们合在一起的一个力量。
That put us together in one.
没有意象。
Without vision.
那就分散。
There is a dispersion.
在神的儿女们中间呢。
Among God's people today.
已经分到一个地步是不能想象。
The division is to such an extent it's unthinkable.
我刚刚那时候有一点复兴的时候。
When I was recovered,
我听见年长弟兄讲，
I heard some elder brother say,
他说那个时候差不多已经基督教已经分了1500多宗派了。
In those days, Christianity had been divided into 1500
宗派，你们
denomination。
那么现在50年已经过去了。
This is 50 years later。
那么这不止1500的宗派。
I'm afraid there's more than 1500 divisions. Probably there are more than 2,000
divisions.
Nobody can be one with
each other.
Brian says, why is this?
一方面来说，这是仇敌的工作。
On the one hand, of course, this is the work of the enemy. On the other hand,
神的儿女们需要异象。
God's people need vision.
不认识神的心意。
They don't know God's heart desire.
都是没有凝聚的力量。
It's not the power that binds them.
意见不合，马上就分开。
When there are differences in opinion, they divide.
你看我不顺眼，我看你不顺眼，那我们就分道扬镳。
When I look at you and I don't like you, we would go our own way.
为什么你这样对待我？
Why do you treat me in this way?
为什么你那样对待我？
Why do you treat me that way?
你就看见那神的儿女就分散。
You see God's people were in dispersion.
那是把我们凝聚在一起。
But the vision, on the other hand, would cause us to be bound together. No matter how difficult it is.
那是有一个意向。
We have only one vision.
我们有一个目标。
One goal.
我们只是为到神的心意。
We're only for God's heart desire.
为到神的心意，神的儿子都会牺牲掉了。
For his heart's desire, he would sacrifice his own son.
To accomplish
God's heart's desire.
我们付出代价，比这有什么代价比这代价再大呢？
What price we can pay that can compare with that?
有什么牺牲比这牺牲再多呢？
What kind of sacrifice can be more than that?
我们必须要有
意见。We must have vision.
凝聚在一起。
Bind us together.
让我们如同一个人。
That we would appear as one man.
第二件事。
Secondly.
第三件事。
Thirdly.
那就是要建造祭坛。
That is to build the altar.
他们不是要建造圣殿。
They're not here to build just the temple.
他们建造圣殿之间，先建造祭坛。
Before they build the temple, they would build the altar.
那什么是祭坛？
So what is the altar?
祭坛就是指到基督的十字架。
Altar means the cross of Christ.
说希伯来书第三章告诉我们说，我们有一个祭坛。
So Hebrews 3 tells us we have an altar.
那就是我们的十字架。
That is our cross.
就是基督的十字架。
That is the cross of Christ.
是他在那个哥他山上所成就的。
Not only what he accomplished on Calvary.
这十字架也是在我们里面的十字架。
The cross is also an inward cross.
是我们的祭坛。
It is our altar.
我们必须要先在原有的根基上建造祭坛。
We must build this altar upon the original foundation.
什么叫做原有的根基呢？
What is its own foundation?
原有的根基就说出来祭坛的它的功用。
The original foundation means the function of the altar.
现在人把十字架当了个装饰品了。
Now people had used the cross as a decoration.
或者是摆在礼拜堂的房顶上面。
Or put it upon the
或者是挂在我们的项链上面
or hung around our neck.
这个不是十字架的功用。
This is not the function of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，十字架功用什么功用呢？
What is the function of the cross?
什么是它原有的根基？
What is the original foundation?
十字架第一乃是为了代替。
The cross firstly means replace.
为了赎罪。
Or redemption.
主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
The Lord died on the cross for us.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
He bore our own sin.
借着他所流的血。
By the blood that he shed.
不仅我们所有罪都得了赦免。
Not only our sins were in remission.
并且这也洗净了我们的罪。
God has washed away our sins.
也不再纪念我们的亏欠。
He doesn't remember our sins anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这是一方面。
This is one hand.
十字架的根基。
This is the original foundation.
是为了赎罪的。
It's for remission of sin.
因为主耶稣替我们死了。
The Lord Jesus died for us.
那叫我们罪得的赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
在消极方面。
On the negative side.
那在积极方面呢？
On the positive side.
是啊，也使我们站在诚义地位上面。
The cross put us on the place of justification.
我们都是撒上宝血的一般人。
We are all his people that have been covered by his blood.
我们是披戴着主耶稣基督。
We have clothed in Christ.
我们靠着主耶稣宝血。
By his blood.
给我们开了这一条又新又活的道路。
That has opened up a new and living way for us.
让我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So that we can enter with boldness to the throne of God.
我们能够亲近他。
That we can
draw nigh to him. 能够瞻仰他。
And can look upon him.
我们能够享受他。
And enjoy him.
神称为义。
God has justified us.
不仅不再定我们的罪。
Not only he did not condemn us.
反而使我们这些人都被称义了。
He would justify us.
成为神所最喜欢的。
And we would be his beloved.
他喜爱我们。
He loves us.
就像喜爱他儿子我们主耶稣基督一样。
Just like he loves his son, the Lord Jesus.
怎样爱他的儿子。
How he loves his son.
因着宝血的缘故。
By the blood.
神也照样的爱我们。
He would love us the same way.
这是在一方面。
This is one side of the cross.
是在另外一方面。
On the other side,
那就是带着我们死掉了。
He had died in our stead.
我们和基督同钉十字架。
That we would be nailed to the cross with him.
他死了，我们也死了。
When he died, we died.
他埋葬了，我们也埋葬了。
When he buried, we are buried.
从死里复活，我们和一同从死里复活。
When he resurrected, we resurrected from
death. 这是我们受浸所说明一件事。
This is the meaning of baptism.
那说明我们这些蒙恩，我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
Tell us we who are redeemed.
不仅是赦免我们罪。
The Lord not only forgiven our sins.
也把我们这个旧人，我们这个犯罪的人钉死在十字架上。
He had nailed the sinful self to the cross.
我们和同死同埋葬了。
We are dead and buried with him.
现在活着不再是我。
It is no longer I that live.
乃是基督活在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架另外一方面的意思。
This is the other meaning of the cross.
十字架必须建造在原有的根基上面。
The cross must be rebuilt on its original foundation.
要显出它原有的功用来。
Reveal its original function.
一方面，我们靠着主耶稣的血。
On the one hand, by the Lord Jesus' blood.
亲近我们的神
draw nigh to God.
一方面就是主耶稣十字架死了
On the other hand, by the death on the cross,
让我们把我们自己摆在死地
We can put ourselves in the place of death.
无论是我们意见也好
No matter our opinion,
我们的看法也好
Our view,
我们的喜好也好
Our interest,
我们的利益也好
Our life,
把我们的己摆在十字架
Put ourselves on the cross.
与我们一定和基督同钉十字架
We have been crucified with Christ.
我们已经死了
We are dead.
并且已经埋葬了
Dead and buried.
现在活着不再是我
It is no longer I who live.
但是基督在我里面活着
Christ liveth in me.
弟兄姊妹这是十字架另外一方面
This is the other side of the cross.
弟兄姊妹让圣灵家能够得到恢复
It runs for God's house to be recovered.
让圣灵家能够被建立起来
The house of God to be rebuilt.
必须要把要在原有的根基上建坛
We must build the altar on the original foundation.
让我们看见那个十字架的意义
So that we can see the meaning of the cross.
我们不能够离开主耶稣的血
We can never leave the Lord's blood.
我们也不能够离开我们和主同死的事实
We cannot be separated from the fact of our death with him.
这样活在主的宝血底下
For us to live under his blood.
经历主十字架的工作
Experiencing the work of the cross.
我们自己就越过越减少
We will experience the nullifying of ourselves.
基督在我们里头就越过越增加
Christ will be increasing in us.
那这个家就渐渐的能够得到建立
In this way, the house of God will gradually be built.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们必须要有祭坛
We must have an altar.
这是非常重要的一件事
This is an important matter.
好多时候我们看见了异象
Many times we have seen a vision.
我们知道了神的心意
We know his heart's desire.
但是我们这个人不肯摆在十字架上
We're not willing to put ourselves on the altar.
我们还是在彰显我们自己
We manifest ourselves.
在表现我们自己
Expressing ourselves.
没有把这个己钉在十字架上
We have not crucified ourselves on the cross.
所以教会不但是得不到建立
Not only the church cannot be built.
反而教会使教会受了神的家受了很大的亏损
It causes the house of God to suffer lack.
所以我们必须要学习十字架的
We must learn the lessons of the cross.
无论是在教会中间也好
Whether in the church,
无论是在家庭里面也好
Or in the house,
无论是在工作上面也好
Or in the workplace,
仍要学习十字架功课
Learn the lessons of the cross.
让我们一直把我们的己摆在死的地方
Continually put to death ourselves.
你说这若是这样，我们把自己摆在死的地方
As we put to death ourselves this way,
那我们就会吃亏了。
You say we would,
那我们就会不上算了。
We would suffer.
我们常常占下风啊。
We would stand at
we would have the short end of the stick.
People would see we're weak.
好像没有什么用处了。
And they think nothing of us.
弟兄姊妹，若是一个方法的话。
For instance, if this is only a matter of the method.
That's
true. But if our belief is the living Lord Jesus.
不但是没有吃亏。
We not only did not suffer.
反而叫我们更得着。
We have gained much.
不但没有占下风。
Not only we did not gain, have the,、
那个、
the lower hand, we,
属天地位上面
we are standing on the higher ground.
不但是没有羞耻。
Not only we're not ashamed,
是我们更加荣耀。
We would be glorified.
在人的面前好像是蒙羞。
Before man, it's as though we are ashamed.
神的面前我们却是很荣耀。
Before God, we're in glory.
那我们是要人的荣耀还是要神的荣耀
We cover man's glory or God's glory.
说弟兄们要学习十字架功课
For instance, we must learn the lessons of the cross.
我们蒙恩得救开始
Praise the Lord from the beginning of our salvation. The lesson we must learn. And because we're not learning that lesson.
直到今天呢
That's why till today.
我们进入这么长久的时间呢
After believing the Lord for so long a time.
还是活在自己里面
We still live in ourselves
我们所显出来的还是我们的
what we express is filled the self.
闻不到基督的味道。
People cannot smell the fragrance of Christ in us.
所以上次讲到我们是盐，我们是光。
Last week, brother told us we are the salt, we are the light.
你知道盐呢，最宝贝的它的味道。
The salt is most precious part of the salt is the taste.
盐若失了味道。
The salt has lost its taste.
怎么叫它再咸呢？
How can you salt it again?
摆在这里也不合适，那里也不合适。
No good for anything.
好像是这个是没有用处了。
As though it's good for nothing.
弟兄们，我们是盐。
For instance, we are salt.
我们是有个味道了。
We have a taste.
那么我们有什么味道呢？
What kind of a taste?
我们就是基督的味道。
The taste of Jesus Christ.
是属天的味道。
The heavenly taste.
人在我们身上能够闻到基督的味道。
People can smell the taste of Christ.
能够闻到属天的味道。
Can smell the fragrance of heaven.
那就是盐的味道。
That is the taste
of the salt. 无论在什么地方。
No matter where.
总是让人看见我们身上的主。
We will allow people to see Christ in us.
闻到我们身上的主。
To smell Christ in us.
不是闻到我们这个人这样聪明这样能干。
Not to smell how smart, how capable we are.
我们这样有本事。
How capable we are.
让人闻到基督是如何。
But to allow people to smell what Christ is.
若不是借着十字架。
Not for the cross.
基督就不能从我们上彰显出来。
Christ cannot be manifest from us.
乃是借着十字架舍弃我们自己。
By the cross, nullifying ourselves.
基督才能得到彰显。
Christ can be glorified.
这第三。
Third.
第四 第四就是要建造圣殿的根基。
We must build the foundation of the temple.
然后他们就开始建造圣殿的根基。
And they began to build the foundation of the temple.
你知道他们建造圣殿，把圣殿根基建造起来之后
，You know, after they build the foundation of the temple,
他们那就大声在那有人大声在欢呼。
Some people rejoice loudly.
还有那个老年人呢，看见原初看见圣殿的人呢。他们就要大声哀哭。
The old man who had seen the first temple wept with a loud voice.
哀哭的声音、欢呼的声音汇合在一起呀。
So the sound of joy and sound of crying mixed together.
变成很大的声音。
It became a great noise.
都听见了。
Even the enemy around heard it.
弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
什么叫做圣殿的根基
？What is the foundation of the temple？
圣殿只有一个根基。
The foundation has only one temple.
就是我们主。
Temple is one foundation of the Lord Jesus.
在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us.
立好的根基。
The foundation which is laid is Christ Jesus.
之外，没有人能立别的根基。
There's no other foundation that must be laid.
那你说以弗所第二章不说到我们被建造先知，使作个先知的根基上吗
？And you would ask, didn't Paul say in Ephesians chapter 2 we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets?
使作个先知没有根基。
Apostles and prophets did not have a foundation.
根基说，那根基是单数的，不是多数的。
So that foundation is singular, not plural.
使徒之人很多。
There are many apostles.
先知也不少。
There are many priests, prophets.
他们只有一个根基。
They have only one foundation.
那就是他们所传讲的主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus whom they preach.
就是他们的话语所启示给我们的主耶稣。
And by their preaching, has revealed Christ to us. For instance, that is our foundation.
乃是我的根基。
Christ is our foundation.
这是教会的根基。
This is also the foundation of the church.
教会必须要建在基督的根基上。
Church must be built upon the foundation of Christ.
不是任何的道理。
Not man's doctrine.
也不是任何的教训。
Not man's teaching.
也不是任何的方法。
Not man's method.
也不是任何的制度。
Not any rules and regulations.
圣经儿女们把教会建在一种制度上面。
Now many God's pure people build the church upon rules and regulations.
一种道理的上面。
Or a certain doctrine.
一种教训的上面。
Or certain teaching.
或一种人的身上。
Or a certain man.
我们是为治理会的。
We are Wesleyan.
我们的根基是为治理。
Our foundation is Wesleyan.
那个说我们是路德会的。
We are Lutheran.
我们的根基是马丁路德。
Our foundation is Martin Luther.
马丁路德好像比威斯利还要大一点。
As though Martin Luther is greater than Charles Wesley. We are better than him.
没有这些人的根基。
There's no such a foundation.
没有这些制度。
No such a rule.
没有任何的方法。
No such a method.
只有一根基。
We have only one foundation.
耶稣基督。
Christ Jesus.
建筑在主耶稣的根基上。
We must build upon the foundation of Christ Jesus.
这是教会的根基。
This is the foundation of the church.
没必要把根基再立定了。
For instance, we must set up the foundation.
认识我们的根基什么？
We must know what our foundation is.
我们才知道怎样建造。
Then we will know how to build.
说我们必须要建造在主耶稣的根基上。
We must be built upon the foundation of Christ.
我们所长出来的。
What we grow.
所建造起来的。
What we built up.
也都是主耶稣基督。
It's nothing but Christ.
根基是主耶稣基督。
Because the foundation is Christ.
所显出来的也是主耶稣。
Our manifestation must also be Christ.
什么叫根基吗？
You know what is the foundation?
我们中国人翻的根基啊，翻的很好。
Chinese translation foundation is a good word.
根基啊有两种用处的。
The foundation has two functions.
第一个呢，一种是根。
One is the root.
第一个用处是基。
One is the foundation.
那么这个基呢，就是我们所依靠的。
The base is what we depend on.
我们地基啊，地基要坚固不坚固？
The base whether it's firm or not.
那我们所依靠就是这个。
We must stand on this.
那就房子若是坚固的话
，If the house is strong,
那地基必须要坚固。
The foundation must be strong.
若是地基不坚固的话
，The foundation is not strong.
这房子迟早有一天会倒塌掉。
Sooner or later, this house would capsize.
若是建造在沙土上面
，You build your house on the sand.
建造的很快。
It may take a short time to build.
总有一天会倒下来的。
Sooner or later, it'll sink.
建造在磐石上面
，You build a house upon a rock.
说推得很慢。
It may take a long time to build.
要说建造房屋也不会很大。
The house may not be great.
但是那么这个房子总不倒塌。
But this house will not fall.
无论是遇见雨淋水冲风吹。
Whether wind blows, rain comes down or water.
房子是坚固的。
That house will still stand.
是不倒塌的。
Will not fall.
是不会摇动的。
Will not shake.
因为根基在磐石上面。
The foundation is upon the rock.
所以弟兄们，我们必须要把我们根基摆在主耶稣身上。
Brothers, we must place our foundation on Christ.
让我们依靠主耶稣基督。
And trust in Christ.
那在凡事上认定他。
And in all things, look to him.
在凡事上依靠他。
In all things, depend on him.
不是依靠人的势力。
Not to depend on men's power.
不是依靠人的才能。
Not on men's ability.
也不是依靠人的财物。
Not on men's wealth.
我们乃是依靠这些事情。
Depend on the Lord Jesus.
他是我们的 base.
He is our base.
他是我们的根，这是我们的基。
He is our foundation.
弟兄姊妹，他也是那个根。
Francis, he's also the root.
根就是我们来吸取主耶稣基督。
The root is what sucks up the Lord Jesus.
我们要扎根在主耶稣里面。
We must set root in Christ.
凡事来吸取他。
In all things, get our nourishment out of him. He brings supply.
他是我们的智慧。
He is our wisdom.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
他是我们的一切的一切。
He is our all and in all.
让根基是建立在主耶稣身上。
May our foundation be in Christ Jesus.
我们所依靠的是他。
What we depend on is him.
What
we draw nourishment from him.
自然而然所建造且所长出来的就是他的。
Naturally, what grows up, what's built up is the Lord Jesus.
那个神家。
This is the house of God.
必须要立在那个立在那个那个根基上面。
So we must set up on this foundation.
根基就是我们的主耶稣。
Foundation is our Lord Jesus.
那么这么聊一点。
Last,
这是以斯拉所带进来的。
What Ezra had brought in.
以斯拉是一个文士。
Ezra was a scribe.
他不仅抄写圣经。
He not only copied the Bible.
他也是研读圣经。
He studied the Bible.
那他也是能够遵守圣经。
He set his heart to follow the Bible.
以斯拉。
This is Ezra.
特别看重神的话语。
He specially paid attention to God's word.
所以当圣殿被建立起来之后。
When the temple is built.
那神的百姓所显出来，并不是只是想象的那的刚强。
God's people did not reveal to be very strong.
那么他们的侍奉也不是那么荣耀。
The service was not that glorious.
就是因为他们还是有所缺乏。
They still suffer much lack.
那他们缺乏什么东西呢
？What were they lacking?
就缺乏以斯拉这一份。
They lacked the function of Israel.
把神的话在他们中间来。
To usher in God's word.
他们缺少神的话语。
They lack God's word.
他们有心愿。
They had a heart.
他们有爱心。
They had the love.
他们的根基也是对的。
They had a good foundation.
他们对世代也有认识。
They knew the cross.
也有经历。
They experienced the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们缺少神的话语。
But sisters, they lack God's word.
所以神借着以斯拉把神的话带到他们中间。
That's why God used Ezra to usher in His word.
你要知道神的话是有功效的。
But sisters, you must know God's word is effective.
神的话是有能力的。
It's powerful.
他神的话语能够刺入。
God's word can divide asunder.
能够把我们里面的光景都给我们显明出来。
Expose our inward condition.
神的话能够拯救我们。
God's word can save us.
做我们一切的供应。
To supply us.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们实在是宝贝圣经。
We must treasure this Bible.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
神把这本圣经给了我们。
God has given us this Bible.
我们不需要到什么地方再去读圣经。
We need not go anywhere to study the Bible.
我们每个人手里都有一本圣经。
Everyone has a Bible in your hand.
我们天天都可以读的。
Every day you can read the Bible.
我们就是要我们的侍奉是刚强的。
We want our service to be strong.
让我们的见证是明亮的。
Our testimony to be bright.
让仇敌在我们里头不那么多的地位。
That the enemy cannot gain a foothold in us.
必须要读神的话语。
Because we must read God's word.
让神的话语存留在我里面。
May God's word be remaining in us. Not only to study. We also must follow His word. follow his many commandments. Many things we need to follow. Unless we follow, we only deposit God's word in our mind. We would not fear God's word.
So, 弟兄们，我们不仅研读，
not only we study,
我们要遵守神的话。
We must follow God's word.
话怎样说？
What God said,
我们就这样的顺服。
We must do.
神的话这样教导。
How to teach it.
我们就这样的跟随。
We must follow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我必须对神的话有这样一种认真一种态度。
We must have this kind of attitude toward His word.
以斯拉就是这样一个人。
Ezra was such a person.
所以当他把神的话带到神的百姓中间的时候
，So when he brought God's word among his people,
神的话在神的百姓中就产生了功效来。
And he would create such an effect.
不然他呢侍奉在加强了。
Not only strengthen the service.
说那个祭司们，他们又回来，站在他们地上，好在侍奉神。
Many priests returned to serve God，
并且他们中间难处也被显明出来了。
And their difficulties were revealed，
不仅给他们看见他们的难处
，Not only show them their difficulties，
怎样和世界联合
？How they were mingling with the world，
那世界怎样在他们中间得到地位
？How the world had gained a foothold in them，
那借着神的话语把他们心里显明出来。
And by God's word， all these were exposed。
不但这样
，Not only that，
也引导神的话语
，And also by God's word，
除掉了让他们上难处
，It did away with their difficulties，
使他们呢跟世界再断绝了
，It separated them from the world。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是伊斯兰。
This is Ezra.
神的话是何等的宝贝。
How precious is God's word?
必须要读神的话。
We must read God's word.
要遵循神的话。
And follow God's word.
好叫神的殿能够被美化。
That His temple will be beautified.
能够得到修饰。
Will be adorned.
能够被加强。
And strengthened.
让神的家能够在彰显明出来。
So that God's house may be manifest.
自己能得到一个满足安息。
That he himself can gain a place of satisfaction and rest. I simply share this with you. Now that you don't know, you already know. I have read this book. I just want to remind you a little.